as we are joined by the chair of the Board of Supervisors in Sonoma County, Susan Gorin. Good morning, Supervisor Gorin.
Good morning. Thanks, everybody, for listening this morning. It looks a little lighter over there, but overhead it's still murky gray. And please let us have some bluer skies this morning.
Yeah,
we would appreciate it.
We got a glimpse of them yesterday afternoon for the first time in a while. Still very hazy, but we did notice actually the color blue, which is an improvement. It's amazing what we search for, I suppose.
We're looking for that silver lining in everything.
Absolutely. Not easy to find. And I know it's no silver lining for the people who are going to have to endure the entire rebuilding process from the Wallbridge and the Myers fire. But the board has tried to do what it's done before and make it easier for people in the rebuilding process.
Well, three times a fire, we know exactly what to do, and we are pretty consistently aware of the needs of the fire survivors. And of course, I know that very personally.
The yes,
first
you
couple
do.
Of weeks, shell shock. You need a place to live. You may be trying to sift through the ashes, and then faced with the enormity of the challenge ahead of you to make the decision to rebuild or at least relocate somewhere more permanently. So the action that we took was an urgency action, an urgency ordinance that set into place many of the abilities and the flexibility of folks to potentially move travel trailers onto their lots, start working on the hookups of the wells and the examination of the septic, eliminating some fees, do the proto or assessor or clerk recorder, waive the fees for people who need to duplicate documents like housing deeds and mortgages and mortgage information, et cetera. So a full court press, we're aiming to do everything and anything we can do to help the fire survivors. And I know that Supervisor Gore, an old hand at this by
yeah.
now, Supervisor Hopkins will be meeting virtually with their constituents and imparting information, providing good information on how to move forward.
And we've read a lot, heard a lot. Certainly there is no mass exodus, but is the board concerned at all about people just getting fed up with all of this and moving out of town?
Well, I've heard from one of my constituents who lost a home in the Marquess area and had a 2,000-acre ranch that was not totally devastated. Landscapes recover, but lost a lot of structures on her family ranch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's ready to pack up and move, but all of us are exhausted by now. 3 years of fire, evacuations, lingering smoke, hazardous air, and the journey to move forward with rebuilding, recognizing that every time we have an emergency, the county sort of puts our normal business on hold.
Yeah.
All of our great employees are called into the Emergency Operations Center in shifts during the fire, and the local assistance centers in the two areas this time in Kerrville and Hillsburg. And it's not happy when other people in the community say, wait a minute, I've been waiting for months for this or years for this. And so we, once again, have to be patient in moving forward with taking care of this emergency and then working on the normal business of the county.
And so we've got September the 16th now, Supervisor Gorin, and we've got a couple of months left of what we call wildfire season, maybe more PSPS shutdowns and things like that. Are we at the point now where we can engage the Emergency Operations Center at a moment's notice, no matter what?
We are experienced. We are on it. Chris Godley is a godsend. He knows exactly what to do. He knows all of the folks to start that process working. I think we obviously can be making improvement, and we do with every emergency, with every fire. We build on the lessons learned previously. We add new knowledge about different the conditions of different areas of the county, and we move forward. I'm working on a community preparedness for the Springs area. Fortunately, the fires didn't affect them beyond the smoke, but we experienced some power shutdowns, as you and I both know. And we have to be ready to mobilize an entire community, about 13,000 people in the Sonoma Valley, for emergency situations. So I'm working with the schools and the Municipal Advisory Council, two councils, because we're activating the North Valley MAC, including Kenwood and Glen Ellen tonight. We swear them in, give them a little Brown Act training, and at the top of their list is community preparedness, because both of those areas did experience pretty devastating effects from the 2017 fires. So we have an engaged citizenry all over the county working on developing fire-safe councils and drafting community wildfire protection plans that really scope out the work ahead, especially for vegetation management. So we have learned a lot of lessons and are moving, imparting that wisdom, she says in air quotes, to other counties now faced with the prospect of a lot of their towns.
Yeah, and there are a lot of counties doing precisely that. Supervisor Gorin, this morning, what's your biggest concern for the county?
My biggest concern is economics. I'm getting ready to have a virtual set of comments at the fall economic forecast. And if the comments today are anything like Dr. Eiler's comments last week during the budget hearings, we can expect depressed economic conditions for the next year, two, three, and a recovery moving forward. So many people want to know when we're going to lift all the restrictions. The governor has announced new measuring metrics.
Yeah.
And so we will be conforming to the governor's metrics, trying to really rationalize what we're doing and move our county into a full economic recovery mode, while balancing always our responsibility for public health.
Yes, indeed. It continues to be taking a big bite out of everything, that's for sure. Supervisor Gorin, good luck today with the economic meetings, and thank you for being here.
And thank you for having me once again. It's always a pleasure on a Wednesday morning.
That's the Chair of the Board of Supervisors, Susan Gorin.